proclamation number 6501 dated the March 14th, 1956. Signs and indications pointing to the end. Unmistakable signs will announce the near end to you, yet they will only ever be recognized by those who believe, for all others will explain them as natural occurrences and ridicule those who attach a deeper significance to them. But they will nevertheless be noticed by people, and everyone can form their own opinion according to their will. However, the fact that your attention will be drawn to this is a special grace, for it enables you to prepare yourselves and work more eagerly at improving yourselves, because these signs are a serious admonition for those of you who believe. These are still final times of grace which may be experienced by every person in order to successfully conclude their path of earthly life if they are used correctly. But the unbelievers, who spend their days indifferently, will be surprised by the end, and their souls will experience the end in an immature state. For this end will come without fail. If you humans are therefore constantly admonished and reminded of the end, then these, too, are blessings which you should pay attention to, which you should utilize for your soul's salvation, for God Himself approaches you with such indication, but they can only ever occur in a way that you will keep your free will, that it will be left up to each individual person to expect or not to expect an end. But those who believe anyway will have a considerable advantage, for they will also live accordingly. They will make an effort to live in accordance with God's will and become fully mature by the end. Nevertheless, only very few will have a fully convinced faith, for the announced event will be too huge. No one will be able to imagine such an event in which, for as long as people populated the earth, has never before happened either, for the end of all previous redemption periods proceeded differently. It will never happen in the same way again, and no evidence as to how such a process of disintegration of creations has taken place will ever exist. Yet the word of God is truth, and God has at all times spoken through seers and prophets and announced the forthcoming happening. He just did not state a date. For this reason people will always doubt all proclamations of this kind. But those who believe can be called blessed. Not much time will pass anymore before the earth enters a different phase of development, and a new period will start under entirely different prerequisites and living conditions, for the people of this period will have reached a degree of maturity which will also require different living conditions and tasks in order to conclude the process of development. You can take it for granted that your natural life is limited, that many will be unable to complete their normal lifespan on earth, but that they will be recalled prematurely or still experience the forthcoming end in early life, although only hints can be given without any evidence, for the sake of your free will. However, take these indications seriously and you will not regret it. Live today as if it were your last day, for the world can only offer you worthless goods which you cannot take along into eternity. Yet a right way of life according to God's will can still increase your spiritual possessions to such an extent that the end of this earth will merely open the gate to eternity for you, which you subsequently will be able to enter with a rich blessing of treasures. It will not cause you any kind of harm if you are more likely to take an end into account than a long lifetime on earth, for you will learn to live consciously on earth. You will think about eternity, about God and His kingdom, and you will always strive towards perfection. You will not have much time left, therefore you should make full use of it, and the benefit will not fail to materialize. This is why the indications are constantly given to you, so that you will consider the end and live your life on earth accordingly. Amen.